But by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make our requests known unto God, and the peace of God that passes understanding will guide our heart, rule our minds in Christ Jesus. I say that because at this point in time, generally, before the play, this church for 40-some-odd years has given out thank yous. I won't call them bonuses, and they're definitely not stipends. Nobody's going to go on vacation with whatever they had, but I think it's important for me to, this is not by any means a tithing plea or any, please don't take it as that. God established this church, and he said that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Amen. If you're in Christ, I don't have to be in your wallet every week asking for tithes and offerings. But this year, we're at a point where we have, and it's hard for everyone, our reserve in savings is probably good for one more month. I'm not worried about it. God is going to take care of it. But I say that because those of you who have generally gotten a thank you for the service that you do towards the Lord, I mean, it helps the church greatly, but the thank you that usually this church gives to those individuals, and I mean, there's many of them. There's the people, and I mean, don't feel bad about turning around. The people at the soundboard, they give consistently to run that sound, to run the projection so people at home can, you know, watch what's going on here at the church that can't partake in it. We have our worship team. It's not just Ted as our pastor, it's Tom, and it's Alice, and it's Maria, and Dawn sings in that. I mean, it's just consistent. Our teachers, there's numerous people that we try to just give back a little bit, a thank you for making all this happen. Well, until you're better paid, thanks a lot, I guess is how to end that, because this year it can't happen. And I'd encourage you, like some have already said, this is going to be my offering back to God. It's not a tithe, it's just an offering. And if things should change, which they will, they always have, we've been down to $8 in the checkbook one time. $8. And we wondered, what are you going to do with this, God? And here we are 15 years later, Tommy, maybe, from that day. So with that said, you know, I want each and every one of us, this is not my church. This is your church. If you attend here, if you are in Christ, any church should be your church that you walk into. You don't have to be a member, let's say. But what I'm asking is each and every one of us, keep your church in prayer. The day that the light and witness of this church might have to be put out, which is happening to some other churches, our fellowship in Longmont is now going to go to a home church because they've gotten down to 6 people. I mean, what, you know, we all know what's happening. It's perilous times. So please keep your church in prayer that God would do what he always does, and that's take care of his church, and he'll continue to do it. Amen. Terrible time of year, in a sense, also. It's the best time, the greatest gift ever given to mankind, Jesus Christ. But we look at what's going on in the world around us, and it becomes one that is at times frustrating. It's depressing. It's a time that brings great question and doubt, I think, to a lot of us. What is going to happen? What's going to drop next? There's one thing to celebrate the season of Christmas. That's a whole different ball game when you celebrate the season of Christmas. But there is a reason to celebrate the season of Christmas. And a lot of us are going to be going into concerns. Did I get the right gift? I didn't have money to buy a gift. How do I exchange all of these gifts with all these other people? I would put a challenge, I guess, is why I'm saying this before the play begins. It's going to be a new year before we know it. It's going to come immediately on us. It's going to come with its own problems. It's going to come with its own disappointments. But please don't forget that it's going to come with its own blessings that God has promised to each and every one of us. And sometimes when these things happen, we allow it to take us off that path, off that straight, narrow way that God wants us walking with Him. Gifts, thank you, Anthony. We have received the greatest gift ever. And these little gifts that we give back are minuscule compared to what He has given and He still is going to give. So a challenge to us as a church. In Isaiah, we all know this, and it's Isaiah 9. It says, "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and we give gifts." This is the greatest gift. Don't ever forget it. In the midst of whatever your situation, even if it's no problem this Christmas, we can do gifts, we can celebrate, we can be with our family. Please don't allow the world and all of its pressure to come in and have us forget the greatest gift ever given, that Jesus Christ was given to us. What's going to happen? I don't know, but I know God knows. Because His word, and you have to stop and think, this was written like between 745, 695 BC. Everything that God has said has come to pass. It's going to come to pass. His promises are yea and amen. But not only is a child born, a son is given. The government shall be upon His shoulders. The government, do we hear that? The government will be upon His shoulders. Not an administration, not if we get this group out and that group in. The government is on His shoulders. And His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor. And you know what that Counselor, the last 2 weeks I've kind of shared that God has put in my heart, because I'm a very opinion. Nobody will believe this, I know. You know, I'm an opinionated kind of a guy. I say things that are on my mind and my heart, and I act in ways that maybe are not very pastoral at times. And God has been enforcing in my life Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He'll direct your paths. Doug, not you. I have no control over anything. If we can go into this season knowing that God is in control, He has not lost a bit of it. Satan's ploys and tricks and games are not going to gain one foot in God's order of what's going to go on. Counselor, whatever you need is wrapped up in this little baby, Jesus, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And I'd ask you to really consider, you know, we can fool each other a lot, can't we? We can say all the Christianese things that we've learned over 40 some odd years. We can put on a hard face. But when you're shaving or putting on the makeup or just sitting there, ask yourself, am I truly at peace with my God? And if not, I challenge us to say, why? This gift was given to us. The challenge that I was talking about before is I fear that we have lost the whole progression of the birth to the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'd ask you this year, up until Easter, Christmas is coming, start at the cradle. That's where it all begins. But go to the cross. Let's not leave it there and then start our new year as we always do with all the same problems. Let's take time. Well, I don't know what to read. Read Luke, all of Luke, between now and Easter, and look at the Lord's life from the cradle to the cross, to the resurrection, which is our promise right now. So this gift goes far beyond anything that we anything I can even speak right now. But with that, one last thing. God, and we all know this, was manifest in the flesh to become the light of the world. That manifestation of God coming as this little baby, as we're going to see in a bit, was done through the power of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't done by anything that a man could do, anything that a group or an organization could do, nothing that a government can do. And part of the Christmas story that we miss, I feel, is when, and we all know this, Mary and Elizabeth and, you know, visiting each other, and Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, but Mary was spoken to by an angel about this miraculous birth that was about to happen. And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee." This Christmas, please, let's start at the cradle, but let's not miss the Holy Spirit. I feel that God is trying to get at least us here to acknowledge not only the presence, and we do that, oh, the Holy Spirit, but the power, the overshadowing that he can do on our lives of the troubles and everything else and the questions and the doubts, like Mary had. When the Holy Spirit is given his reign, he will take that, just like we heard here, and he'll overshadow the thoughts and the doubts. But he says that he will come upon thee. He'll not only come upon you, he'll come around you, he'll come in you and I, he'll empower us for the work that's lying ahead of us. "And this Holy, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God." Cradle to the cross is the challenge, but I'd ask us to really start considering, and when we do read that story of the life of Christ, short 33 years from this birth to when mankind did the worst, as we look at it, but the very best for each and every one of us, don't miss the Holy Spirit. Consider ourselves. It's a gift that has been given to us. We look at the gift as Jesus Christ. The gift that we've been given right now is the power of the Holy Spirit indwelling in each and every one of us. The greatest gift that you can give to anyone is not a gift that we went and spent oodles of money on. The greatest gift that we can give to our children, the greatest gift that we can give to friends and family, is the gift of Jesus Christ. The only way that you're going to present that properly is through the power of the Holy Spirit, when we sit at his feet also, asking him, "What is it? What is it that you want to perform in me?" All he needs is a willing vessel. And that's all Mary said. When she said, whatever you're saying, so be it. Let it be unto me. If the Holy Spirit speaks to you after today, I beg you, please, just say, "Whatever it is, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to do it. I'm going to listen." And she went on further, learning that through her life one day when they were out of wine. Whatever he tells you, do it. Do it. So we're going to have our play right now. I hope it blesses each one of us beyond measure. Like Pat said, we used to have 20, 30 kids up here. But it's not a cliche that Christ would have came for one person. Amen. One. If it would have been just you or you or you, he'd have still done the work that he did on that cross for one person. We got Edie and Shiloh. Let's be thankful because, in Psalm, 127, it says that children are an inheritance from the Lord. Don't ever, ever miss the fact that we are rich. And those of us that have children, that's our inheritance, an inheritance from the Lord. So I guess we're going to start with however this procession of one is going to happen, but let's give them our full attention.